Today's daf is daf Mem Gimel, and we're starting at the two dots, which is nearly halfway down, about five lines up from the middle. Amar Ravuna Pshitali. We talked about the flag and the horse, and this is running into a lot of expenses. I mean, you might have noticed that putting a guy through the court system is expensive. Who pays for all of this, basically? I mean, the Russians, they have it all worked out. You buy the bullet, and then they shoot you in the back with a bullet. You know. But, I mean, is that the way we do it? So Ravuna says, no. It's clear to me that we don't do it like the Russians. That the Evan that you're going to be circling with, or the H that he's hung on, or the Saif that he's Neragbo, or the Sudar, which is the handkerchief that we do Chenek with, Chenechenagbo, that for sure the public has to pay for. Why is that? Because we don't ask a guy to pay for the bullet. My time in the midday, alarming, and lazy of a late, we'll tell him, go bring us the bullet to shoot you with. I mean, that's the lowest of the low. So that's for sure. We can't do that. But my question is like this. Boy, Ravuna, how about that flag that is used to call him back? That gets the horse running, and the horse and the rider and the whole bit. I mean, it's so expensive. Who pays for that? So the Sus, Shiratz, Ma'amidin, Ma'amidan, who's that Mishomi? Do we say Kimen Da'atzaladi Dei Midi Dehu? Do we say that, well, look, it's all there for purposes of saving his neck, so therefore he should pay for saving his own neck? Or do we say, well, the Bezdin is the one that has the Chiyav of Yitzilu Aida? So if Yitzilu is the Chiyav on Beit Din, if that's the case, give it the Beit Din, on Bechayim and Lamehev Adbam Hatzalah, so then it's one of the requirements of the Beit Din, and therefore Midinu has to come from them. This would probably be provided from the Trumat Alishka. The two. Hal Yom Rebchia Bar Ravash Yom Rebchista. Hayotzei Le'arek. It says that someone on his way to execution, Mashkinoto Korech Levona Bekosho Yai. We give him, if this really makes you high, you take a little bit of frankincense, mix it up with wine, and we give him a nice last drink. Kadesh Titarev Da'ato. We don't want him sitting there focusing on his approaching demise. And that's based on a pasuk. Shnema tnu shechar la'oved v'yayin l'mori nefesh. And rishayim ar ba'abod rishayim. So that oved means that we will get something wrong?
No, it's fine. It doesn't disconnect to that.
Tnu shechar la'oved v'yayin l'mori nefesh. And there were people who used to donate this. This were the nashim yikarot shebi Yerushalayim. They felt so bad for the guy. And, you know, they would bring him his last drink. The question is, what if the women didn't do it? Then what? So lo yitnadvu nashim yikarot. I mean, who's that supposed to come from? So mishal mi. Well, no, that is zikr. I mean, that's mistavra mishal tzibur. Because it says tnu shechar lovei v'yayin. So that means you are supposed to be giving it. So that was a talk. It was talking about tzibur. So then that's clearly part of the tzibur. It's a question among the Rishonim whether that means, and we can thus assume, if even that is from the tzibur, koshke and these other things, or that maybe this is a special din of chesed. Okay. So, boi minei revacha baruna, in which case we left it open. Boi minei revacha baruna revsheshes. Getting back to the question of, somebody says a schut, and then we wave the handkerchief and go, we bring it back, or he could say a schut. How about if one of the Talmidim gets up and says, yesh li lelamed alav zechut, and then he suddenly gets paralyzed. He has a stroke. Doesn't look like God's too happy with that schut, huh? But that never occurs to the Gemara, that should be a riot. That for some reason, strangely enough, they never thought in those terms. So the question is whether, despite the fact that he had a sudden stroke when he was about to say something good in the man's behalf, perhaps even though he hasn't explained the schut, we should already count his vote. Because, I mean, it may be, mishtatek. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, if the guy is paralyzed, he's not going to be able to talk. So, I mean, you could say, maybe somewhere on earth there's someone who has something good to say and we should wait. That's crazy. No, come on. That's no comparison. Over there, the guy didn't say, I have a schus to be melamed. Over here, the guy says he had a schus to melamed, and unfortunately is unable to convey that. So, I mean, should we take a chance that we're missing out on the schus? And maybe what we have to do is to wait till he gets better. Or Rashi says we could dissolve this court and start over again, because apparently we've missed something. Others say maybe we should count it that it's takas chus and add bayonim, and like we would do if he hadn't been mishtatek. What do we do?
And we're sure it's the schut.
He said, I want to be melamed schus.
Then
he has the stroke, which is a clear indication that God wanted him to say that schut. Well, you never know. I mean, maybe the idea was to be mevatel the whole din. You know. I mean, there's always an explanation.
Maybe it wasn't a very good schut.
Right, so this is even better. But we're not taking that into consideration either. It's bad news. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't go in for religious stuff at all. So what's the deal? Tashma, Yom Rav Yezir, Rav Hanina. Rav Yezir, Rav Hanina said, Echad mina tamidim shezika umeit. I mean, if he drops dead, vada, he should be not good. No, on the contrary. Ruina toki l'chai, v'yomeit b'mekomo. Then we count his vote for sure. But note that this is only where Zika, Echad min ha-Tamidim. But if it hadn't been Zika, lo. No, so there you have a raya. Maybe the point is Zika, pshitali. Amar tibay lecha. Now this is a very strange language. I mean, Rabbi Yosef Bechanir said something. Now we're saying it's pshitali, but I mean, that wasn't the point. We're bringing a raya from Rabbi Yosef Bechanir. So Rashi learns that what this means is that the case, the norm would be where the guy said something. And then, I mean, it's very strange for a person to say, Yesh Lamed Alav Sechut, and at that instant, very dramatically, gets a stroke. He gets a stroke at some point over a period of time. I mean, that makes much more sense. We're talking about the guy said something, the court's discussing it, we're going to come to a vote. Now maybe it's 5 hours later, and by then he had a stroke. Is that much more reasonable? Mm-hmm. So therefore, maybe that's the point. Look, I'm sure that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hanina, was talking about the norms. Now, the Yad Ramah doesn't like that chant. That's not what the meaning is of Lozicha, Pshitali, Amar Tiboy. So therefore, he says, maybe, the meaning over here is that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hanina, was sure about that, where in fact, he had been Zocha, without explaining how he was Zocha, so Ad Kedei Kach, he wasn't sure. If that's the case, says the Yad Ramah, so then every time we make a diak anywhere, we could always say that. How are you going to make a diak in the Mishnah? Maybe the Mishnah's only saying what we know for sure. We can't make a diak to say that the other way is definitely not. Or maybe the other way is a suffix. This is the reason that I'm bringing you this Yad Ramah, because his yesod is a very important yesod. What he says is that, Hinachinami, we would not normally do that in the Divrei HaTanaim. We do that in Divrei HaMoraim. However, in the later Tanaim, we would do it. Interesting yesod.
Question the deal.
We would question our ability to be Madaic, because maybe he was only saying what he absolutely knew and didn't expect to be held to task on the diak. Okay? That's a big thing to say. Well, you could see why. And he brings Rashi. He says there are those who say, but I don't believe it, because it doesn't fit into the Gemara. Now, even if he himself says, I have a zechut, so then we will take him back even 4 or 5 times, but only im yesh mamash, it says, right? So when you say only im yesh mamash, does that mean even the first time and the second time where we can't detect anything reasonable in what he's saying, but he may be a little bit tense, you know, under given the circumstances. So perhaps he's not expressing himself well. And indeed, Vatanya pa'am rishona u'shnia ben sheyesh mamash bidvarav ben she'ein mamash bidvarav machzirim oto. It does say that the first time and the second time, it doesn't matter what he says. We bring him back, give him a chance to calmly talk out what he's trying to say. Only from that point on, then ein machzirim oto. So mikan ve'elach im yesh mamash bidvarav machzirim oto, but ein mamash bidvarav ein machzirim oto. Omer of Papa, well, indeed, we'll have to understand the Mishnah was only referring to Tirguma. Mipam Rishon and Shnia is not included. Mipam Shnia ve'elach is what the Mishnah is referring to. Now, well, what is that supposed to mean? Im yesh mamash bidvarav. Who exactly is going to make that determination? I mean, the people that are taking him out, walking him to the Beit HaSkila, why in the world would they be empowered to make that determination? Amar Abaye, it must be that Masrin Alei Zuge Derabbanan, that we send along, indeed, a pair of Talmid HaChomim to make that determination. See, Ika Mamash Bidvarav In, Ilo Lo. Well, if that's the case, I mean, why do we bring him back the first two times? I mean, we could do that the first time too, no? Valim Tzolei Mikor? Why don't we have it originally, not only the second time around, and ask them to tell us whether he knows what he's talking about? Now, that's because he can't be expected to communicate. Hagav Deba'it Lomat Shemakomai De'itle. He may be unable to express himself because he's tense. And because of that, it would be unfair to judge his words here. Let him go back. Let him try to discuss it. And do that again. From that point on, we've given him an opportunity. So now it depends if he has something to say. Continues the Eilat Mishnah. Matzulo zechut, potrin potruhu. V'im lav, yotzei li sakel. So if, in fact, we did find something, so then naturally we'll simply dismiss the case. If not, he goes to actually be executed. Kruz yotzei lefanav. We have somebody announcing in front, Ish Ploni Ben Ploni, we identify him, we say he is about to go out to be Lisakel because he was over an Avera of Plonit. And Ploni Uploni Edav, these are the names of the witnesses. Kol Mishi Odea Lo Zechut Yavovi Lamed Alav, this is your last chance, or forever be still. Omer Abaye, Vetzorich Lememar Biyom Ploni Besha Ploni Demomokom Ploni. It's not enough to say, on doing such and such an Avera. You have to say, on doing such an Avera at such and such a time, at such and such a place, to enable people who may have been with the Edim, who were such and such, to know, wait a minute, what? How could they possibly have seen him when we were on the beach at that time together? So that way, Dilma Ika de Yade, Va'atu Umazim, maybe will well be people who know that that's not possible because the Edim couldn't have been there, and there will be Mazim the Edim. Ukruz yotze lefanav. Now, what does that mean, lefanav? Fanav in meikara lo. Now, at this point, the censor has taken out the rest of the girsa. And the rest of the girsa goes as follows. If you don't have it, I'll just read it to you. Vehatanya, obviously they should have cut out the first part so we wouldn't have realized it was a girsa missing. Does it not say in the Braita that it was Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach Tila'uhu L'yesho HaNotzri. They hung Yashke on Erev Pesach. V'akruz Yotzei Lefanav Arba'im Yom. And there were 40 days before that they were announcing Yesho HaNotzri Yotzei Lisakel Al Shekishev V'hisit V'hidiach at Yisrael Kol Mish Yodea Lo Zechut Yavo V'yelam Eid Alam V'lo Matzu Zechut V'tal'u B'Erev Pesach. Anyway, so they had nothing good to say about him, and therefore they hung him up. Now, ask the Gemara, how come over there it says for 40 days they gave, that here we're talking about a cruise that's going only for a few moments? So how do you explain that? Omar Ula, I mean, come on, that's a question, Vitisbra. You're telling me that there would be a reason why we would wait 40 days to hang Yoshka Pipik because we want somebody to figure out a schus for him? Yeshua no tzri bara fuchi schut, he's a mesid. And the Rachmana says, lo tachmol alav, lo tachaseh alav. So how could there possibly be a reason why we wanted to find a schut for 40 days? So anyway, something's wrong with this case. There's obvious dvarim bego, you can't ask a kasha on the Mishnah. Ella, what you have to say is Shine Yeshua Notzri, because he had his supporters in Rome, the Karov L'Malchut Ave. So because of that, we had to make sure that they had every opportunity to present all types of evidence in his benefit. Tana Rabbana, Chamisha Talmidim Ayudo L'Yeshua. He had five apostles. The Elu Hain. No, it's in the Misaras Hashas. The censor took it all out. The Elu Hain. Of course. So there was Matthew, Matai, Nakai, Netzer, Buni, and Tuda. Anyway, Atyola Matai. So Amalo. There's no way that you can kill Matai. Matai Yareg, Aktiv Matai Avov, Erepne Elohim. So obviously, this is the beginning of the Meshuggah Sukkim. So obviously, Matai is like seeing the place of the Shekhinah. So the Beis Din said, no, on the contrary, Matai Yareg, Dichtiv Matai Yamut V'Yavad Shemo. So then they bring up Nikai. Omar, oh, Nikai Yareg, Dichtiv Nakiv Tzadik Al Taharog. How can you kill a Nakai? Omrullah, absolutely, Nikai Yareg, Dichtiv Bube Mistarim Yareg Naki. So then they bring Netzer. Amelun Netzer Yareg. Achtiva Netzer Mishorashav Yifre. So on the contrary, we're supposed to make sure that he's fruitful and successful. Amrulay, the Beis Din says, on the contrary, Netzer Yareg. Achtiv Vatao Shalachta Mikirbacha Knetzer Nitav. Then they brought in Buni. Buni, Buni can't be. It says Buni Bechori Israel. You know how to pronounce that? Buni Bechori Israel. Buni Bechori Israel. Well, sort of. The same thing as the virgin. Amrullah in. Buni Yehareg Dechtiv. Hine Anochi Horeget Bincha Bechorecha. There you go. That's Buni Bechorecha. Didn't you not read that one? So then they bring in the Thuda. It says, Thuda Yehareg. It says, Mizmor LeToda. Amrullah, absolutely. Toda Yehareg Dechtiv Zoveach Toda Yechabdeneni. So he's the one that should be shechted. Once we're on the topic of Zoveach Todai Chavneneni, Amr of Yeshua ben Levi, call a Zoveach et Yitzro, who mitvadeh olam, ma'aleh olam ha-katuf, kilu kidol ha-kadosh baruch hu b'shnei olamim, olam hazeh olam haba. Somebody who after his Yetzirah got him to sin, the devil made me do it, and he then shechs his Yetzirah by doing tshuva, and saying todah, meaning being mitvaden. So then it says, if he was mechabe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in both worlds, dechtiv zoveach todah, yechabdenani, with a double nun, which means the two levels, the truth, of course, is merumas and not nun, just connected alam habida, alam haba, and so on. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, bizman shebet hamikdash kayam, Adam makriv ola. Okay, what do you get out of an ola? The schar of an ola biyado. Brings a mincha. Schar mincha biyado. You can't do one thing that's the equivalent of the kapor of all of the karbonas. Avami shedaato shefela. Ma'ale alav hakatuv kilo ikriv kol hakarbonot kulam. Shenehemar, someone who is humble, it's as if he brought every carbon in the book. Shenehemar, zivchei Elohim, ruach nishbara. So all of the zivachim are a spirit that has been broken by his anivut. V'lo od, elo she'in tfilatonim eset. Not only that, but okay, a carbon, you know, that's easy to bring. But to get your tefillah to be accepted and never to be turned away, shenehemar, lev nishbar v'nitke Elohim lo tevazeh. Continues the Eilat Mishnah. Hayar rachok mibeit haskila ke'esar amot. When he's about 10 amot away from the Beit Haskila, omrim lo yitvade. We tell him, listen, say vidui. Shkein derach kol ha'mumatim mitvadim. Look, this is what everybody does. It doesn't mean you're admitting anything to us. It's just, this is the way people who are being killed. You know, just speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu and say vidui. Shkol ha'mitvade yesh l'chelak l'olam haba. Even Achan, Shekin Ratzinu Ba'achan, and Yehoshua told him, Bini, Sim na kavod la Hashem Elokei Yisrael v'tein lo toda. So that toda was the vidui. And Vayan Achan et Yehoshua v'yomar omna, Anochi chatati, I did indeed sin. Uchazot v'chazot asiti, and he says what he did. Uminayin shekiper lo viduyo, how do we know that because of that vidui, he was zocher to olam haba, Shenema v'yomar Yehoshua, Ma achartanu, Yarchecha Hashem b'yom hazeh, meaning that b'yom hazeh you are achur, but yata achur l'olam haba. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not hold you in your state of ugliness and chiyuv in olam haba. Im eno yodea leitvadot, omrim lo, look, at least say tehei mitati kapara kol havanotai. Well, if a person has no sense of what he's done wrong, and it's okay to say my debt should be a kapara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im haya yodea shu mezumam. If the guy knows that the witnesses were paid to say false testimony, he should say to mitati kapara kol havanotai chutz mi'avon zeh, except for this, because otherwise it looks as if he's accepting the fact that he's guilty. Omru lo, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't ever have anybody say that, because then everyone will say that. Imken yo kol adam omrim ken kedei lanakot atzma. He wants to look innocent. And that's going to, okay, you know, if he wants to go to hell for that, I mean, that's up to him. But that's going to make the courts look pretty bad. I mean, every time a guy goes to the gallows, we're telling
him. I'm innocent.
No, that's, I mean, not just I'm innocent. I don't want a kapora on this. You know, that's okay. So because of that, we can allow him to say.
First he does this, and then they give him.
Tana Rabbanan, when Yehoshua said, nah, He said to him, please. Why does he say to him, please? As if it's like really important to me. Sim na kavod. Na el lashon bakasha. Why? Because here's how the whole story started. After Achan was nichshal in the cherem, so b'sha'a shamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yehoshua, chata Yisrael. Amalef anaf ribono shel olam. Mi chata? Who sinned? So Achan had taken from the cherem of Yericho. Oh my lay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what am I, a tattletale? What are you, crazy? I'm going to tell you who sinned. V'chi dil torani, you go figure it out. Lech apel goralot, alach v'pil goralot, v'nafal ha-goral alacha. And so they select first the shevet and the family and the member, and it falls on Achan. Amalos or Achan says to him, Yehoshua, you got to be kidding. B'goral ata ba'elai. What, this is legal? You're coming with a goral. Believe me, if I take you and Elazar HaKohen, the Shnei Gedolei HaDoratem, yeah? And I'll make a goral. One of you is going to be found guilty. So, imanim apil alechem goral, alechad mechem unofel. So you're going to say that, well, but that was only the two of us, right? So in principle, it means that the goral is useless. It has to fall on somebody. So why not on me? All right, it could have fallen on you. So he said to him, do me a favor, please. Let's not argue this. If we start up with the goral now, we're in big trouble. Because atida Eretz Yisrael, shetitchalek begoral, the Eretz Yisrael is going to be given over through the goral. And all we need is to open up now the gates of dissension about the chaluk of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, ach begoral yechalek et haaretz. Better tain todah, please. Save us all a lot of trouble. Omer Avina, actually Yehoshua fooled him. Shechude shachte b'milei. Because he made it sound as if all we want is for you to admit it. Then we let you go, sort of. You know, that's what it sounded like. Klum nevakesh mimcha ela hoda'ah. Tein lo todah v'yipater. Just say it. Well, okay. Miyad vayan ochen at Yehoshua vayomer. Absolutely. Omna anochi chatati l'Hashem elokei Yisrael. V'chazot v'chazot asiti. Now, obviously, this is completely a hora'at sha'ah p'i v'tzivay Hashem. That we're saying over here. That he said, go figure it out. Because you cannot paskin a din based on a goral. It's ridiculous. So okay, but Lamaisa, this is the, as we spoke about in the Nachshir, this is the introduction indeed to the ideas of the Yerusha Sarts.
Isn't a man not allowed to incriminate himself?
Of course, it's completely illegal. The whole thing was illegal. We say Tain Todah wasn't so that we can kill you. It's just that was mitzad hadin. It's just that this is what we want exposed. Mitzad ha-gorah, of course. The Rambam speaks this out in great detail in the Birusha Mishnah. So anyway, what does he say? He says, chatati l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael. So that's one chay. And then he says, well, while we're at it, u'chazot v'chazot asiti. And I did that before, and another time before. Yeah. This must have been, he's already a three-time repeat, yeah. Shnayim b'mei Moshe, he must have been over. What exactly was Shnayim b'mei Moshe? I mean, Rashi brings it, we don't know. We know Kanani, the Melech, by the Melech Harad, it says, Vayidor Yisrael Neder. And they asked themselves in it. But the other Rishonim, he said it must have been other places. That the Torah doesn't say beferish that there was a Neder, but others bring, first of all, it was Amalek. If we find later on that Lech Echoramtem at Amalek, so the Mashmot would be that the original Mechemet Amalek as well was also a Cherem. It was male in that Cherem. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishum Rabbi Lazar Bar Shimon, No. It's five. He says vechazot. Four bimei Moshe. So again, the Rashi says it must be in other places. The other Rishonim say maybe by Sichon Vog it says kol ir mitim, which is much better. We're going to wipe out. Let's get over here.
He's taking stuff from all of these wars.
Oh yeah, yeah. This was, you know. It's, well, yeah. Once you do the first one, it gets easier. Yeah, everybody goes and leaves all the expensive stuff behind. Just come out that night. It's fantastic. It is terrible. So it's like that chametz that they burn. So echad arba bimei Moshech bimei Yeshua shemar nochi chatari vechazot asiti. So how do you explain the fact that until now we got away with murder? So the ad hashta my time elo iyanush. Omri Yochan Mishum Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon, because the first time that Arvut kicked in on this level was by the Ein, because this was after the crossing of the Yarden. The crossing of the Yarden was where we were mekabel the din of Arvut. So therefore, now there was serious trouble because he was overrun. Like, that's okay, you know, he's an individual. But now we got real problems because there was no onesh on chataim that were unknown to men until Yisrael crossed the Yarden, meaning no onesh for all of Kalal Yisrael, no arvut on that which is Seter.
It was the Cherem on Ai that he was on, but he got and then in Yericho
He was over on the Cherem of Yericho, and then in Ai, he paid the price. Yeah.
That's cool, that arvut kicked in once we were over.
Kitanoi. Hanistarot. Now, one second, I think I skipped. Kitanoi. Hanistarot la Hashem Elokeinu. So what this seems to be saying is that God is the one who takes care of the things that men cannot know between the Lord and another person. But those things which the Tzibur knows about, that is our business. And this stands forever as the definition of our relationship. Now, what's interesting is that if you look in your Sefer Torah, you see that the letters of Lanu, Ulevanenu, and the ayin of the word ad olam all have little dots on top of them. Now, why are there dots on top of them? Milamed, this teaches us, shelo anash al hanistarot ad she'avru Yisrael et ha'yarden, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi's approach is, the truth is, that the dots are coming to erase the words Lashem Elokeinu. And they're the same number of dots as the Lashem Elokeinu. But it's not their heritage, but the dots on Lashem Elokeinu, which would indicate that, well, not really Lashem Elokeinu, but temporarily Lashem Elokeinu. So that the Ad Olam is no longer, it's not really Ad Olam, because the dot tells you this is a temporary situation, take that out, and then it would be Hanistorot v'haniglot lanu l'vanenu. Right? So we just need to equal the number of dots in order to avoid making a chas v'shalom that Hashem Elokeinu would be not included. But the fact is that that's Rashi's approach. We'll see there's a completely different approach. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Omele Rabbi Nechemia. No. There's never a time in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives onchim on a nistarot. V'chian ha'shal ha'nistarot l'olam. What, you're not able to do anything about it? He's going to punish you. Halo kvar de'amar ad olam. You can't deny the fact that it says ha'nistaros l'Hashem Elokeinu, and then it says ad olam. On the contrary, if anything, it's just the opposite. Kishem shaloa nashal nistarot. What's given in that pasuk is a given. There was no onesh on the nistarot. The lono levaneno is what's temporary. Because up until this point, there was no chiyav even on lono levaneno on the niglot lono levaneno. So it's a nistarot l'Hashem Elokeinu v'aniglot ad olam. Then the dots indicate that there's a point that there will be a kick in, but it's not true as I'm saying the pasuk, which was before the crossing of the Yarden. But there will be a time in which these words will be applicable, which is lanu levaneinu. That's the point, and that's only ad shavru Yisrael et ha'yarden, even the galui lo anash alonchin shebegalui, until the point of crossing the Yarden, we're mekabel now all of the chiyuvim of arvut, according to which Achan my taima iyanush. So then, why was Achan punished now of all Yisrael was punished for him if this was nistarot? Well, that's Bishum Davayade Beishto Vanav. It wasn't nistarot. I mean, people knew about it, and once people know about it, everybody's responsible. Now, Tosafot, the Rabbeinu Tam's approach is that that hanistarot la Hashem Elokeinu, meaning the nistarot that are known only la Hashem Elokeinu is the point. Those things are indeed la Hashem Elokeinu, but they're both together. So hanistarot la Hashem Elokeinu plus the niglot are lanu uvaninu, to get an onesh. The nekuda on lanu uvaninu is to tell us that not all the time is it lanu uvaninu. So that the ad is only one letter, as opposed to both letters, in order to tell us, split that. Okay, so now we're left our own devices. Split what? The niglot or the nistarot Hashem Elokeinu? It obviously makes more sense to say that the nistarot go into effect later, because that's much more demanding. Okay, so he doesn't learn that it's like Rashi removing the nekudot over it. The pashtus of the way that it's written.
But the niglot were already. But
the according to the right, the first approach is that according that up until the knisa la'avaras hayarden knisa la'aretz, the niglot were in effect with half of the ad, and the other part wasn't in effect. And then the half, the ayin shows that the other part went into effect later. That's the mandiyamar holds that even nistarot go into effect later, right?
According to
Rav Nechemia, if it says Ad Olam and the Ad Olam are going back the way you're learning, there's only one topic, A and B. Topic A is Hanistarot Lashem Elokeinu, not the way Rashi has learned the other Rishonim learn. Hanistarot is one topic, Haniglot is the other topic. Lashem Elokeinu means that Lashem Elokeinu is Mechuyev for that. Nistarot is for you, which splits it up, and indeed, why say Ad Olam goes back on the whole thing? But if you're learning that there's only a list with a comma, Hanistarot Lashem Elokeinu ve Haniglot, all of which are Lanu Levanenu Ad Olam. So how could the Ad Olam be split? That's what Rav Nechemia's tain is. According to this approach of Ritam, it's a very good tain. You have no choice but to say it's all the same thing, because it's the same words that are referring to a list of two things. And there's nothing that interrupts the list at all. So you're going to have to, neither of them apply, or both of them apply. That's the problem. Therefore, on the contrary, it's a hekesh, kishem shlo anash, kach lo anash, kata Yisrael. Omra Baba Barzavda note Chata Yisrael, not Chata Am or anything like that, which tells us Af Apish Chata Yisrael. Omra Baba Hainu Damri Inche. It's a common saying. An Asa the Koy Beni Chilfe is still called an Asa, and people still refer to it as an Asa. V'Asur Korule. So that where you have a Hadassah that is here among a bunch of, some say it's Hadassah Shotim, or some say it means just reeds, people still call it Hadassah. It still is Hadassah.
And people.
Very good. It's still called a road. The Gamav Ruid Briti Ashetziviti Otam Gamlak Chumin Acherem. Gam ganavu, boy, this is bad news. Gam ganavu v'gam kichashuv v'gam somu b'chleihem. Omer avilam yishum yehuda bar masfarta melamich over ochan al chamisha chumshei Torah. Because what do we need? The five gams. Each gam is merames on a whole series of things. V'omer avilam yishum yehuda bar masfarta. Not only that, Ochan was a Moshe Gbar Latoya. He made himself look as if he had an orla, a constant pulling up on his skin. K'tivacha ve'gam avru et briti. And that's et briti efar. Efar is brit mila mamash. Well, obviously, didn't you just say that he was over on Chamish Chumshei Torah, right? So what do we need to limud to tell me he was made for brit? Pshita? Well, I mean, ma'al teima mitzvah, sometimes there's a mitzvah d'gufe. A mitzvah on his own body, lo pokar. He wouldn't ad kedei kach be mafker himself. Kamash malam. Furthermore, v'chiasa nevalavi Yisrael. Om rababa varzavda malamit sheba'al achanara umurasa. Nivala, what's Nivala refer to? Must have slept with a freshly minted Nara Murasa. K'tivacha v'chi asa, ki as Nivala b'Yisrael, k'tivacha v'chi astan Nivala b'Yisrael. So that compares Achan to the Parsha of Nara Murasa. I thought that's also pshita. I mean, come on, there's limits, aren't there? You know, ma'ar tema kule ailo parka nafshe. I mean, like this is like really. It's one thing to do things between you and the Lord, but over here you ask her on her husband, and it's such an embarrassment. It's rala bria, it's rala shamayim. I mean, you can be over on chamishukum shetera, but just keep it between you and the Lord, and you can be a good guy. Meanwhile, kamash malan that no. He went all the way. Ravina says, that's not what it means. It means, dinei kinara murasa. The comparison, not the chiddush. The chiddush is that they had a mitzvah to give him skila, like the nara murasa. That's the point. Echad omeid om ravuna pshitali, echad even shenitzkalba, echad eit shenitlabo, echad saif shenaragbo, echad zudar shenachanakbo, kulan mishot tzibur, my time. The midday, lo amrin, lezil leite v'likto nafshe. How bratton can you get? Boy Ravun, how about sudar shemidifim bo v'sushar atuma amidan? Mishal mi. Kiman da atzala didei bididehu. Odil ma kiman de beidinu mukuyavim lamevad ba atzala mididehu v'tu. Odi om repchi abaravashi. Om repchi stayot se leareg mashkinat okorat shilavona bako shil yayin kidei shetitarev dato shenamar tenu shechar lo oved v'yayin lamore nefesh. V'tan yanashim yikarot shebirushalayim hayu mitnadvot umiveot otam. How about if lo itnadvu nashim yikarot mishal mi? Well, how about I mistavre mishal tzibur, even if chliv tenu, mididu? Boy, minei rabakar barunem rev sheshet. Amar akad mir tamidim yesh li lalamed alav zachut v'nishtatek. Mahu. Minapeach Rav Shesh be nishtatek. Afilu akad bezof olam nami. No, but hatam lo kaomar, hoka kaomar. My. Toshmati av Rav Yezib Rav Hanina. Echad min atamidim shezicha umeit, roina to kilu chai ve'omeit bimekomos. You see, dafka, if he was mezakein, but lo zicha lo, it could be zicha pshitali. Amar tiboyla. Afilu pam rishona v'shniya, well, Tanya, we have to know mamash. We parmish ramishna betchi ish mamash bedvar betchi en mamash bedvar machzinoto. Mikan ve'elech only im yesh mamash bedvar machzinoto. In mamash bedvar in machzinoto. Omrev papa, indeed, the Mishnah will have to be turguma vipab shnia ve'elech. Mina yada if there's mamash. Omrabai de matzvinen lezuged rabbonon. Yika mamash bedvar in ilo lo velim tzolei miyikara. That's because there's no way to know me, Kara. Agav the boyit, lo matziyama komai di itle. Matzulo zechut patru, vim lav yotze li sakel, uchruz yotze lefanav. Ish ploni ben ploni yotze li sakel, al sheavar avera plonit, uploni uploni edav, kol mi shi odea lo zechut yavo v'yela medalav. Om rabaya v'tzarech lememer, biyom ploni b'sha plonit, ובמקום פלוני דיומה איקה דיידי ואותו ומאזים לו וחרוז יוצא לפניו דווקא לפניו ובעיקר 40 days before לו ותניה ברב הפסח תלאו לישו הנוצרי והחרוז יוצא לפניו 40 יום ישו הנוצרי יוצא לסכל שכי שפי סית וידיח את ישראל כל מי שיודע לו זכות יבוא וילמד עליו ולא מצאו לו זכות ותלאו בערב פסח. Omar Rula Vetisbara, Yeshua no tri bara fuchis chutu, mesitu, vrachmano amar lotach molalam, volotach asealam, elashene Yeshua no tri the kor of the malchutave.
And that's also
40
days before?
Yeah. Tan rabbana chamisha tabidima yulo le Yeshua veloheim, matai nike netzer buni vetuda, atiolo matai, amalai matai areg, achti matai avove arepne elokim. Omr loyin matay yareg dichti matay yamut viavat shemo at yola nikay amalun nikay yareg achti v'nikay v'tzadik al taharog omr loyin nikay yareg dichti b'mistarim yareg naki naki at yola netzer v'lo netzer yareg achti v'netzer b'shorashav yifre omr loyin netzer yareg dichti v'ato shlachta mekirbecha כנצר נטען. את יו לבוני, אמר לו, בוני יארג, הכתיב בוני בכורי ישרו. אמר לו, אם בוני יארג, הכתיב, הנה אורוכי יארג את בוניך בכורך. את יו לתודה, אמר לו, תודה יארג, הכתיב מזמור לתודה, Amr Elohim, today you are ready to Zoveach today you have been any. Amr Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Kol HaZoveach et Yitzro, Mitvadeh Alav, Ma'aleh Alav HaGatuv, Kilo Kidol HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shnei Olamim, HaOlam HaZeh VaOlam HaBa, Tichtiv Zoveach, Todai Yechab Dinani, Vom Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Bizman Shebet HaMikdash Kayam, Adam Makriv Ola, Sechar Ola B'Yado, Mincha, Sechar Mincha B'Yado, Avo Mish Da'ato Shefela, Ma'aleh Alav HaKadosh, Kilo Yikriv Kol HaKorbanot Kulam, Shenema Zivchei Elohim Ruach Nishbara, Velo Od Elo She'in Tefilato Nimeset, שנאמר לב נשבר ונתקה אלוהים לא תבזה. היה רחוק מבית הסקילה כעשר עמות, אומרים לו, התוודה, שכן דרך כל המומתים מתוודים, שכל המתוודה יש לו חלק לעולם הבא, שכן מצינו באוכן שאמר לו יהושע בני, סימנה כבוד להשם אלוקי ישראל ותן לו תודה. והיה נחן את יהושע ויאמר, אומנה אנוכי חטאתי וחזות וחזות עשיתי. ומניין שכיפר לו וידויו, שנאמר ויאמר יהושע, מה חטאנו, יארכך השם ביום הזה, ביום הזה אתה אחור, ואי אתה אחור לעולם הבא. ואם אינו יודע להתוודות, אומרים לו, אמור, תהי מיתתי כפרה כל עוונותיי. רבי יהודה אומר, אם היה יודע שהוא מזומם, אומר, תהי מיתתי כפרה כל עוונותיי חוץ מעוון זה. אמרו לו, לא, אם כן יהיו כל אדם אומרים כן, כדי לנקות עצמם, צור מינים. תודה רבה, נא, אינה, אלא לשון בקשה. ביקוז, בשעה שמע הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, חטא ישראל. אמר לפניו, ריבונו שלנו, מי חטא? אמר לו, פה, וחידתו אני. לא יכבה פל גרלות. הלך ופיל גרלות, ונפל גרל על החם. אמר לו, יהושע, בגורל אתה בא אליי, אתה ואלעזר הכהן שני גדולי הדור אתם, אם אני מפיל עליכם גורל על אחד מכם הוא נופל, אמר לו, please do me a favor, בבקשה ממך, אל תוציא לעזר הגורלות, שעתידה ארץ ישראל שתתחלק בגורל, שנאמר, אך בגורל יחלק את הארץ. תן תודה, אמר רבינו שחוד השחתי במילה, המצן זה הכיסא, אם כלום נבקש ממך, אלא הודעה, תן לו תודה ויפטר. מיד ויען אוכן את יהושע ויאמר, אומנה אנוכי חטאתי לשם אלוקי ישראל, וכזאת וכזאת עשיתי. אומר וסי, אומר בגניר מלמד שמוע לאוכן בשלושה חרמים, שניים בימי משה ואחד בימי יהושע, שמה כזאת וכזאת עשיתי. רבי יוחנן אמר משום רב אלעזר ורבי שמעון, חמישה, הוא יבוא ארבעה בימי משה, ואחד בימי יהושע שאמר, נוכי חטאתי, is one, וכזאת עשיתי. וידעשת מיתיים הלא יענוש, אומר רבי יוחנן משום רבי אלעזר ורבי שמעון, לפי שלא ענש על הנסתרות עד שעברו ישראל את הירדן. כתנוי, הנסתרות לאשר מלכינו ונגלות לנו ולבנינו עד עולם. למה נקוד עלינו ולבנינו ועל עין שבעד? מלמד שלו אנוש על נש על הנסתרות עד שעברו ישראל את הירדן. דבר רבי יהודה, אמר לרבי נחמיה, וכי אנש על הנסתרות לעולם, ולא כבר נאמר עד עולם, אלא כשם שלא אנש על הנסתרות, כך לא אנש על אנשים שבגלוי עד שעברו ישראל את הירדן. So then why אחן מיתיים יענש? משום דאבי ידי ואשתו ובניו. חטא ישראל, אמר רבי אבא בר זאב, דאף על פי שחטא ישראל הוא. אמר רבבה, היינו דאמרי אינשי, עשה דקוי בני חילפי, עשה שמי ועשה קורא לי. וגם עברו את בריתי אשר ציוויתי אותם, גם לקחו מן החרם, גם גנבו, גם כחשו, גם שמו בחיליהם. אמר רבי אלוהי, משום רבי יהודה, אמר מספרטה, מלמד שעבר אוכן על חמישי חומשי תורה, שאמר חמישה גם, ויאמר רבי אלוהים משום רבי יהושע בן מספרטה, אכן מושך בעורלתו היה, כתיבך וגם עברו את בריתי, וכתיב האטם את בריתי הפר, פשיטה, מה זה תאם המצווה דגוף אלו, פוקר, כבש מולן, וכי עשה נבלה בישראל, אמר בבא בזם ומלמד שבעל אכן נערה מאורסה, כתיבך וכי עשה נבלה, וכתיב האטם כי עשתה נבלה בישראל, פשיטה, מה זה תאם בכול היה אלו, פוקר נפשי, כבש מולן, רבינו אבל דיני כנערה מורסה, זה בסקילה.